Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
A two-time league MVP and six-time All-Star, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Toby Altizer is here, as always. Toby, when you're not here, I make sure to tell people, like, all the time where you are. Because, you know, the Altizer, people want to know, where's Toby? You leaving me any day soon?
That's not the plan.
No?
Not as of yet.
I didn't mean like permanently. I meant like for a day.
Friday.
Friday?
Friday.
Where are you going? You got another wedding?
I got a day off. Got a buddy in town.
Right. I might take some days off in March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I have to tell them where you are?
No.
Yeah, I didn't figure they'd be wondering.
Nobody cares. Don't tell them where I am. Ever.
Just at home.
Never say anything about me.
I try not to. I generally try not to.
Make it the Toby Show
on
a Friday.
That's the day we do the Mike Wickett Show.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what I'll do? I'll do the Thursday before I'm going to be off, because I'll be off a Friday and a Monday. Okay? Little extended weekend coming up in March, TBD. I will throw a punch at you, and that will be my suspension.
There you go.
You good with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay. 414-799-1250. You guys can chime in throughout the day. Ryan Horvath will be joining us in a little bit, 9 o'clock hour, 1250 a.m. The Fan. Giannis, as I played there, part of the 75th anniversary team. What a great moment it was for the NBA. What a great moment it was for Giannis.
It was a great feeling. Man, you know, like when you start playing basketball when you're young, you never imagine to be, you know, next to all this all-time greats, you know, your name being called, going up there to shake their hands and, you know, just stand next to them, interact with them. It was amazing, you know. I kind of teared up on stage, you know, because I'm supposed to be here, man. Like, being among those guys is, man, it's crazy.
You know, he'll say that a lot. And when you look at the guys that were up there that are active players, you've got him up there. You've got LeBron up there. You've got Steph up there. Anthony Davis was not in attendance. Carmelo's part of this team. Dame's part of this team. Kawhi's part of this team. Kevin Durant wasn't there yesterday. Chris Paul's part of this team. But just looking around at these guys that are, you know, part of this team and that were there, and to see Giannis and some of these other guys, like, they've been in the league a little longer. I mean, LeBron's basically been in the league for all of your life.
Yeah, right? All of it.
Right?
Pretty much. Since I can remember, I think, what, 2003?
Yeah, he's like the Tom Brady of the NBA for you. But just to see Giannis up there, I mean, this is like an eight-year-old thing. And we didn't know much about Giannis. We didn't know anything about Giannis. Yeah, remember the night he was drafted? The Bucks took some kid from Greece, and we all tried to pronounce his name, and we're like, well, what are you doing? And maybe this guy could be something. But nobody ever thought he would turn into this.
What was the first pronunciation of his name that you tried?
I might have said Giannis. I might have been like, I might have said something lame. Like, I might have said like a Greek food dish, which I would get canceled for in 2022. I might have said something bad. I don't know.
Giannis Euro.
Giannis Euro, just something. Giannis Giannis Adebo. Giannis, I don't know.
Did you see his jacket he was wearing yesterday?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. The birth name he had. How long did it take me to get Giannis right? There were still people as of like 2 years ago saying Giannis.
Yeah.
Oh, we would talk to these people. We would talk to NBA guys. And up until 2019, I think everyone says Giannis now, everybody. But even like the Bulls announcer was calling him Giannis 2 years ago.
How long did it take for Giannis to get the first name recognition where it was just Giannis?
Well, I don't know, because nobody wanted to say Adetokounmpo.
Yeah, it feels like he got it a little earlier, and it wasn't because of the maybe the respect factor like LeBron or Kobe. It was just because no one wanted to say Adetokounmpo.
And Giannis is such a unique name, and like we don't know another Giannis.
No.
Right? So I think he got that maybe early, but not like he doesn't deserve it. I mean, you say Shaq, you say Steph, you say LeBron, Giannis. I mean, it fits in the annals of history now.
He's on
the
All 75 team. Yeah.
It's just so great to see him. It's so great to see him. I got really into the skills competition on Saturday. I was really pulling for those guys. And it was him and his two brothers, Alex and Thanasis. And the first event, I mean, it seemed like people were joking about online, but you have a skills competition, you're going to make the Adetokounmpo shoot like this? That ain't their game.
Yeah, someone said that, of course, you make the skills challenge all about shooting since the Adetokounmpos are in it. But it was fun to watch. I thought it was interesting, the new format that they did. I kind of liked it, to be honest.
I loved it. You know, when you have these guys, you have all these guys like when Middleton did it a few years ago. And he botched a dribble, and then everybody thought he was a bad dribbler because of something he did in a Taco Bell skills guy. Yeah, he lost a ball last night. Thankfully, they got it in the All-Star game. But this was like, it was more than just one skill. It was more than just 10 seconds. You fly these guys in here for a 10-second thing, and it was a team aspect. They'll have to keep it. Giannis and his brothers already said that they want to do it again next year.
Gianni, next contest, maybe the three-point contest in the future. Why not?
No, I'm done. And the skills challenge next year.
Skills challenge next year. Yeah,
again?
The team will have to
run it back. We got to run it back.
Until you make it.
Oh, man. I just.
You guys want to come back next year?
Yes.
Sir.
I mean, that'd be great because having like the Cavs in it and having the rookies in it, you know, there's some big names there. But then to have Giannis do it, you know, it felt like he came back from college and he was playing pickup with the high schoolers a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is the former MVP of the league, two-time MVP, one of the top MVP candidates this season, and he's playing with his brothers, and like you said, he really cared about it. You could tell by him running around, and he wanted to win it. And, you know, I think when you listen to Giannis talk, I think he talks about last offseason, he was talking about after winning the finals, if there was one thing he could do, he would love to go back and go to his rookie year and try to win Rookie of the Year. Any competition that he is in, he would love to be able to win that award just so that, you know, he can say he did it, and that way he, you know, feels like he accomplished something. So if he's in some challenge, like the skills challenge, you know he wants to win it, and I wouldn't be surprised if he keeps doing this a couple more times until he wins it.
There's so much great stuff that Giannis said. This is going to be the Giannis show, I think, the next hour. There's so much great stuff that he said. All I want to do is talk about and listen to Giannis. Is that okay with everybody? I mean, if you want to talk about Juwan Howard throwing a punch, you can do that. If you want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, by all means, you could do that. But we've got a week where the Bucks don't play until Saturday. So I think that Aaron Rodgers will come up again sometime this week. It's President's Day. If you want to talk about your favorite President's Day sale or president or whatever.
Well, they're saying that maybe Aaron's going to announce his decision tomorrow, so we might be talking about...
Who's saying that?
Well, some people are speculating. Cause
is he on McAfee?
Well, Pat McAfee tweeted something out yesterday saying he was coming back from vacation, got a big guest booked for Tuesday.
Oh, God.
So, you know, it could be one of those things where This is what he said. He said, on a bird back to Indiana. The vacation was great. I enjoyed it. Our 2022 NFL season starts Tuesday. Big guest locked and loaded. Let's have an off season.
So if I want to do any do you want Rodgers gone topics, I gotta do them today or tomorrow.
Well, you can do it tomorrow because we'll be before the McAfee show.
So tomorrow I'm going to have to watch McAfee.
No, tomorrow I'm taking a nap. And if I wake up to a notification that Aaron Rodgers is coming back, great.
Oh, because after the playoffs, I watched McAfee. He was on there for an hour. And I missed my nap that day, and I'm still pissed about that. That's why when you hear me talk about Rodgers, you're like, why does Bart hate Rodgers so much? Because I missed one nap. It still threw me off 3 weeks later. Giannis. God, you know what I was talking about? I was talking about with my brother. Not Warriors one. A different one. I said, I was just talking to him about the show and, like, what topics we might do this week. And I said, one topic that I would be interested in exploring is we love Giannis so much now. Could we imagine it fading away like it did with Favre and Rodgers? And they said, don't even, like, put that into existence. Don't even, like, do that as a joke topic. No, Giannis is the best thing. He is ours. Don't you ever even try to, like, float that out there, you stupid moron. To finish up with the All-Star Skill Competition, so they were going into the tiebreaker round, and because they won the like the obstacle course one, barely, or did they win the what was the other one, the passing one.
They were good at that.
Yeah, they won the passing one. The obstacle course one they just missed, but they won the passing one. They were tied, and then they had like more outlet passes or something. So they already won one tiebreaker, and then there was another tiebreaker, which was basically just shoot a three until somebody misses. The brothers thought they could all shoot a three. What happened was Thanasis took the first three. Of course he was going to miss. And then Darius Garland just like closed his eyes and made one. The Adetokounmpos say they were confused.
Who did you decide on the court who was going to take the three? Or was did you guys talk about it beforehand?
He was the oldest. He said, I'm stepping up. I'm
sure. Yeah, I wanted to do myself because yeah.
I didn't know.
I thought it was player. I think it was gonna go. That's the thing. We thought it was gonna go first me, then him, then him. But then they just said like
done.
Yeah.
So because if it was just one, we'd
probably go with Alex.
We got Alex Bishop.
So the Nassas went first because he was the oldest. But even if Alex would have gone, I mean the Cavs are winning that thing. Once they said 3-point shooting. As much as we love Giannis taking threes now.
Yeah, it's like it's a skills competition for passing and everything, but really it's just who can shoot the best.
They just thought it was cool. I mean, you had the Cavs out there, you had the rookies out there, and then you had three brothers who came over from Greece. We all know their story. And for them to do it together, the three of them, with their mom there, they were just thrilled. Giannis, Thanasis both had talked about it. How great it was to do this moment, to do it with Alex, just to do it in general.
You guys all talked about beforehand that it wasn't so much about winning this thing, but it was this with your mom. So just now, I know it's just right after, but if you go back to this morning, to doing that here, what was it? What you hoped in terms of the family part of it?
Oh yeah, no,
handsome.
Like we really enjoyed. I feel like we were kind of like nervous a little bit before we stepped out there on the floor, but like once we got out there, we were just like shooting the ball, passing the ball, just running, just competing. Like you know, that's fun. But at the end of the day, we know that we're grateful and we have that joy in us. No matter what happened, like we're blessed just to have this opportunity. To you know, be with him, be with Thanasis. Like he's in Toronto, Thanasis with me. Closest, he's in France. Like it's not like we spend a lot of time together in the season, right? Not just to go to a challenge and compete together. You know, that's great. I feel like that's a great feeling. I think my mom enjoyed it. She took a bunch of videos, photos. So I'm happy. I'm very happy.
I'm so grateful. You know, like we get to do as brothers things that you know we would do in our backyard, have fun, like. Stuff like that, we get to do it in this big stage. I'm so grateful and we're blessed. You know?
Oh, it was just so cool to see. When they won the tiebreaker on the outlet passes, I was like in my living room cheering. I was so pumped for them. And it was cool. It was cool to see that. And so the All-Star Saturday night, you had that, so you had something to root for. Then you had, what was next? DJ Khaled, who got up there and said, they said I'd never play All-Star. And here I am. What middle school teacher is of his told him he'd never play the All-Star game? Okay, then they did the three-point contest, which is always fun. Then they did a 30-minute commercial for Steph Curry's new show, which that was brutal. And then they had the slam dunk contest, which might have been worse. I think the problem with the slam dunk contest, Toby, is what dunk can you do that hasn't been done? I feel the same way. Like, I thought about this with music before. Can you really make new music now? Every song sounds like something else you've already heard. There's only so many ways you can choreograph the notes. You just have to come up with different, like, patterns, I guess. But you hear a song and you're like, oh, they ripped off that song. Did they? Or is there just, like, no more music you can really make? You've done all the notes. What dunks can they do that haven't been done at this point?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but go back and look at the one dunk contest that went flying around social media during it. What year was that? The 2016 or whatever? LaVine versus Aaron Gordon?
Yeah.
Go watch those dunks again and tell me that they're not doing the same dunk, different variations of it. Zach LaVine did the same dunk like four times, but they all look cool because he did it really well. If you do a cool dunk, like, how many times have we seen a windmill done? We saw Dominique do it all the time. Well, I didn't, but I saw replays of Dominique doing it all the time. But you see windmills. Those are still cool. You see a guy just really rip it down on a tomahawk after throwing it off the glass. Those are still cool. I think sometimes these guys try to be too creative and find something that's never been done before when, like you said, everything, for the most part, has been done before. You know, Dwight Howard dunked on a 12-foot rim. You got to find creative different things that you can do, but also still do them. I mean, when Jalen Green's sitting there on the side doing the same dunk 9 or 10 times, I think someone had tweeted out that they were about 30% shooting on their dunk attempts in the first round. How terrible is that?
Yeah, and then some didn't count as an attempt, but some
because
did.
They're not on the way down. I will say the one thing you can appreciate, and again, we're back to Giannis here. Giannis seems to enjoy all these things. Like, I think it'd be nice if I could have the appreciation for life and perspective that Giannis has, because everyone else is sitting there at the dunk contest like, gosh, this is terrible. And Giannis is like sitting out there with his phone out like, I got to get a video of this.
Oh, yeah. Well, then someone said he's got a lot of videos to delete that night when he gets back to his hotel room.
Well, that's
room.
Fine, but he still wanted to be. I mean, it just reminds you of how Shaq was with the old camcorder and mouth wide open at some of the dunks. And then they even showed Shaq at this one. And he's like, gosh, I could be doing so many other things. Did you see the video? One guy got Jalen Green, missed a dunk attempt, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just got up and left.
No, I didn't see that. It shows you, like, the dunk contest, okay, should it go on last? What do you do to improve it? I think it is what it is. But even if they, like, turn it around or change the order, Saturday night is a worthwhile event to not only watch on TV, but if it's in your town, I mean, to go to. It's definitely a worthwhile event. Then they throw the rookies and sophomores and some of these younger guys, and they mix that up a little bit, and they play that. On Friday night, they had an HBCU game on Saturday afternoon. So there's just stuff all weekend. They have practice, which you can come and watch. The NBA does a really good job of making it a worthwhile weekend. Baseball does the same way. You've got the home run derby on Monday, then you've got the game on Tuesday. And I think a lot of us like that game. It's like the NFL, the greatest league that we have, seems to have the worst All-Star game, just maybe by the nature of the sport, but I think a lot of people are looking at this All-Star game. We always do this with All-Star games, right? It's like, should we do this? Who's got the worst? Who's got the best? But when you're in the All-Star game, and you look on the internet, you look at social media, you talk to people today, if you watched it, you loved it. The All-Star game itself, with the way that the game ended, was always good. Even in the first couple of quarters, the joke is they don't really try. And yeah, if someone's going in hard for a dunk, the guy gets out of the way, okay? And then the first couple quarters, they play for charity. There's still some competitive nature of it at the end. For having a game that doesn't matter, to get that level of play, definitely at the end, but also throughout, I don't know what legitimate complaint you could have about the game. If you want the All-Star game to be a knockdown, dragout Game 7, 85-80 game, that's on you. Like, that's weird. That's not ever going to happen. If you want the All-Star game to be fun and somewhat competitive and make it seem like it's worth the time for them and for you, the NBA's got it perfect, especially with their new ending.
Yeah, the only All-Star game that I get excited for and that I make a point to watch is the NBA's. I don't generally care about the MLB All-Star game. The Pro Bowl is terrible. I tried to watch a little bit of the NHL All-Star game, but the NBA All-Star game is the one that you like to watch. And, you know, they called it a couple times last night on the broadcast the greatest pickup game in the world, and that's what it is. It's fun to watch these guys, and then especially with this new ending that really brings that intensity, you know, at the end there, and you see these guys actually playing defense in this game that went from being, you know, jog and walk through speed and occasionally getting a cool play here or there, or Steph just pulling up from half court, turns into let's do something, and it turns into LeBron gets the ball, you know, in the post and hits a turnaround fadeaway as a guy comes to double him and get the ball out of his hand. It turns into real basketball again, and I enjoy watching the NBA All-Star game, and I think this Elam ending that they've implemented has done nothing but good for the All-Star game, especially now it just brings an intensity at the end that you don't get throughout the game, and you shouldn't expect to get throughout the game, but at the end of the game, it looks like a real basketball game.
Every show is going to do this. I don't mind doing it ourselves, but would you try to implement the Elam ending into any other part of the NBA?
No.
Throughout any other part of the season?
No.
But it's so good.
It is.
Why do we agree that it's so good, but then we don't want it to be... Like, we all agree it's good, right?
Yeah.
So why don't we want it to be in every game?
I think it brings an intensity to a game that needs it. I don't need intensity added to a regular season NBA game because there are already stakes on the line. I don't need to change that up. You play a 5-minute period. I mean, what are you thinking here? Like, if you do an overtime game in the NBA, you want to say, like, the first one to score 15 points in overtime or something like that?
Ooh, overtime. I might like it for overtime. I don't know. You can't, like, take the fourth quarter away, right?
No. Well, this is where I have a hard time with it, is if
I see a lot of people suggest the play-in tournament.
Okay, maybe. But if there were, like, a... But, again, I don't think you needed extra intensity in a play-in tournament.
But would the NBA Finals have been any better if they had the Elam ending?
No, it would not.
No, I don't think
so. I don't think they need it, but... The reason I say this is, and you like soccer and the NHL and different things, their standings and such, if it were the case where you get a point for tying or you get a point for an overtime loss like the NHL, then I could be down for it. I don't like it when it just goes down.
I can't get into the NHL because I can't read the standings.
No, but here's the thing. Like,
and
if
that's
it,
not a joke.
If it went to overtime and you got an overtime loss and you still got a point in your record, whatever, it's fine. But I'm not going to an Elam ending where if I lose, it just counts as a regular loss.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, the Elam ending is cool, and I like it for the basketball tournament, but how... You also have to look at the negatives. How awesome was it that LeBron hit that game-winning shot last night? That was cool, but how anticlimactic was it when it was the first year they were doing it? Anthony Davis won the game on free throws.
Yeah, it was still cool because that was really competitive. And it, like,
yeah, it was really awesome.
Didn't look like it was going to end.
It was, but then Anthony Davis won it on free throws.
The basketball tournament that Marquette won a few years ago, which, if you ever want to come over, it's saved on my DVR where Travis makes the game-winning shot.
Yeah,
if you ever want to check it out.
I do want to.
Thank you, Toby. You could check that out. I don't know that it could ever fly for a real game.
No, and here's the thing. If you do...
It would be such a radical... I mean, it would be such a radical change if it did.
I mean, how many points at the end of the fourth quarter there? 7?
They do
10?
24 of Kobe.
24, that's right. If you did something like it went to overtime and you did 15 points, maybe. But I don't like that if a team goes on, you know, a 7-0 run. I just think 5-minute regular overtime period is fine. I don't think you need to change it up. I think the NBA has it fine. They can keep experimenting on All-Star Weekend with different things. But that's good for the All-Star game. It's not good for an actual game. It's fine for other basketball tournaments, like the basketball tournament. It's fine for other things, but not actual NBA action.
414-799-1250. Giannis had, like, the most quotable weekend of all time. So we'll keep hearing from him a little bit. You could talk more about this as well. We'll check in with Ryan Horvath coming up next hour. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us, 1250 AM, The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, like, okay, sitting next to Michael Jordan and stuff, that's great. And LeBron and Carmelo, John Stockton, Ray Allen. But, like, having the opportunity to sit next to Dirk, that kind of opened the path for us, you know, that's even more incredible feeling for me. You know, like, I watched him play when I was a kid, you know, when he was winning the championship, you know, for the Dallas Mavericks, and he was one of us. You know, he came from Europe, but that's incredible. Hopefully, Luka, Jokic, more European players can follow Dirk lead and my lead, and hopefully more African players can follow Hakim lead. And in 25 years, when they do it again, there's gonna be more people, non-American people, on the group.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo, as you know. He's on the NBA 75 team. Do you think Chris Middleton will make the NBA 100? 414-799. You know, I've thrown out a lot of dumb questions today, but the one dumb question that I threw out that I really do like talking about is LeBron a fraud Laker?
I thought you were going to go with the Greg Gard-sized Juwan Howards versus the Juwan Howard-sized Greg Gard.
Oh, I should have made that a poll. I should make that a poll. My question today, our Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day question, is would you rather fight one Juwan Howard-sized Greg Gard or 100 Greg Gard-sized Juwan Howards? What does Juwan Howard say? Ah, I was threatened. I had to defend myself.
Well, how intimidating would a...
against Greg Gard?
Juwan Howard-sized Greg Gard be?
Greg Gard's probably still shaking from the encounter he had. I bet you he slept with one eye open last night. Like, you know, sometimes you, like, get in a heated altercation, and you're charged up for a little bit, and it takes a while for your adrenaline to go down.
Is that what happened when you kicked the door in?
Yeah. I think that Greg Gard's still like... Oh man!
Here's a noise of the night, Juwan.
I've never been involved in something like that. I can't believe it.
Hey, coach.
Oh, crazy. Giannis part of the 75 team that we already knew, but to see everybody in person, I don't know that we'll ever get. I mean, as history goes on, that we'll ever get a better collection of basketball talent in one building at one time than they did yesterday. Even if you don't just look at the 75, like include the 75, if they were to take a picture, then add on guys that were in that building that will be on the 100 team. You know, adding guys like Ja Morant and how well they're playing, adding guys like Jokic and adding guys like Trae Young or whoever, Luka, Devin Booker, you know, the all-stars. And then to have them all there, and then there were other people that played in the NBA that you know, that they're there too. It's just, I don't know that we'll ever have a better collection of guys in the building. Now, not everybody was there. Kevin Durant, whose team it was, Team Durant, he was not there. His grandmother passed away. He was attending to those matters. It's just, we talked about this a little bit earlier, Toby, but to not see Kobe Bryant it's still very jarring that he's not with us.
Yeah, it really is. And that was the one thing I was looking forward to seeing when they did the announcement, is how they were going to have Kobe honored. And you could hear the cheers when they talked about Kobe, just, you know, gave him the brief 7-second intro like they did every other player. But it is sad every time that you have one of these events and it just seems like you just remember everything and the emotions of that day. You're like, gosh, that guy really, he's really not here with us anymore.
So I told you what I do with my son is that I got him to say, you know how like people always shoot garbage or whatever?
Kobe.
Kobe. So I got him to say that as a funny video one time in the bathtub with the little basketball $9 toy I bought at Walgreens. But now he calls basketball Kobe. So we put a...
Don't ever correct him on that. That's cool.
Oh, I won't. There's a basketball hoop now in his room. Just a little piece of crap that we put on the back of the door. And so every night he's got this routine that he likes to do. He likes to run down the hallway a few times. I don't know why. And then he wants to play. He goes, I want to do a couple Kobe's. So then we'll shoot at the basket a few times. And he's getting decent for a 2.5-year-old kid.
Well, there you go.
He'll take
There's your way out.
But he's doing pretty good. And then we read a book. I have this book of basketball legends, and the K is for Kobe. I don't want to tell him. At some point, I'm going to tell him what happened.
Yeah.
And that's going to suck.
Yeah.
But he thinks basketball is called Kobe.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, it's this great parenting thing that I've done, which is going to end for a colossal heartache.
Yeah, it's
like,
going to be really sad when he finds out.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the one regret I have. I have all these jerseys. I don't have a Kobe jersey that fits.
Well, they still sell them.
Yeah, for like $300.
Would you buy 8 or 24?
I remember 24 Kobe more so than 8.
You got to buy where it's 8 on the front and then 24 on the back.
I thought that was really cool that Cooper Kupp wore that jersey at their Rams parade.
You buy that one.
That's really cool.
You know, he was almost a Chicago Bull, hashtag people forget. He almost got traded like 3 or 4 times, I feel. 8 on the front, 24 on the back. You know what I didn't know until last night is that Giannis had never met Michael Jordan.
Really?
He'd never met MJ. This is Giannis afterwards. There's a picture. I think I tweeted it. But there's a picture of them like just shaking hands. And there's video of MJ and LeBron laughing, probably about how bad Space Jam 2 was. Yeah. But it's like the event was awesome. And I guess there was rumors, that Jordan wasn't going to be there. It just wouldn't have been the same without him. And even though you had everybody, once Jordan took the stage, it's like, oh.
Well, I guess he was at Daytona.
Was he?
Yeah, he was at the Daytona 500 that
flew up. Oh, because he owns cars.
Yeah. Well,
isn't he on Bubba's car? He took second.
I think so. Yeah, a lot of people were joking that he saw they were playing cards in the locker room and had to get his butt up there.
Yeah. Yeah. They were playing cards. Here's Giannis, though, afterwards.
I've never met Michael Jordan before. I saw him one time in Charlotte while we were playing the game, but I've never had the chance to introduce myself to him. I asked if he was here, but they told me he was not here at first. But then I saw him when he came out, and I was kind of shocked. You know, arguably the best player to ever play the game. Man, it was crazy. You know, I just went up there to introduce myself to him. I was kind of surprised he knew who I was. No, I'm joking, but it was fun to, you know, just to get to shake his hand and, you know, talk even for like 5 seconds with him. It was fun.
Did you like the delayed laugh track I did?
I did. That was good.
That is funny. I think I probably have 30 different Giannis sound bites available from the whole weekend. And if you haven't heard him yet, you will. I can't stop listening to this guy.
Yeah.
With everything he said.
He's great.
It was awesome. So he talks about the Bucks, obviously. I think one thing that was cool, or a couple things that were cool, on Saturday morning, he had talked a little bit about what this weekend was, what it means to him. And he says, you know, I am one of the best 75, you know. Then he was asked, do you think you can be one of the best of all time?
Do I care? No, I think the correct answer here is... Yeah, no, I don't care, you know. You know, I'm trying to win games and stuff. But, like, I view it this way. I view that at the end of the day, you got to run your own race.
and I got to be the best that I can be. Now, where that's going to take me, I don't know. But, like, I don't, you know, I don't look at Magic, Kevin Garnett, Scottie Pippen, KD, LeBron. I don't look at them. I'm like, yeah, I want that. I'm like, how can I be the best that I can? How can I maximize my own potential? How can I, at the end of the day, when I finish my career, I look back and I give everything, wherever that takes me, which I hope I'm one of the best to ever play. But if I'm not, it doesn't matter to me because I know that I gave everything. Like I'm literally obsessed with basketball. You know, I dream basketball every single night. You know, like I didn't know that. When I started playing basketball, I didn't know that. But now that I'm growing up, I'm like, man, I think I'm obsessed with this thing. Like I study the game, I watch other players, I do whatever I can to be ready to play the game. I take care of my body, you know. And I'm satisfied with whatever that lands me.
Every question that he answers, he just answers it the best way.
No, he's so genuine.
Yeah.
And a lot of these athletes are not. And you can tell that every single answer he has, he's telling you the truth. He's not looking at their PR guy to figure out if he can answer the question or not, or, you know, trying to find a way to weasel his way out of giving you a real answer. He gives you a real answer anytime you ask him something.
All right, I got one more for you. You might see a quote around that Giannis says they're just trying to be the best, like, five or six teams at the end of the, you know, season. That one is out there. I think that's a good quote. But this one, they asked him, why, when he had the opportunity, why didn't he team up with others? Why didn't he join a big three?
I joined the best. Chris Middleton, Jrue Holiday, Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis. They're the best. You know, That's what made me happy at the time, and that's what I wanted. That's what I did. You know, like, I didn't even thought about it that deep, you know, like joining the best and, you know, joining forces and, you know, big threes and all that. I was just like, hey, you know, I'm just going to stay in Milwaukee. I think I can do it here. I have great teammates here. Great, you know, great organization, great coach. It's a great place to be. And I was like, okay, you know, I stayed in Milwaukee and we did it. And I believe that, you know, if we keep, you know, staying humble and hungry, we can do it again. You know, the sky's the limit for us. But I'm excited. I'm happy being in Milwaukee.
They asked him a bunch of other stuff. I thought he had an interesting answer with Ja Morant because, you know, Giannis was in a smaller market and he stayed. And should Ja Morant stay? And what Giannis said was, if he's happy, he should do whatever he wants. Now, should he stay in Memphis? He's like, I don't know. What makes him happy? Would teaming up with people make him happy? Then he should do that. Would staying in Memphis make him happy? Then he should do that. I think Milwaukee, if it was John Horst's mission and Milwaukee's mission to make Giannis as happy as he could be to stay, well, then they obviously succeeded. Giannis didn't want to leave. And we wondered for a while, and I think as the years went on, we thought it was like, 50% chance, 80% chance. We got all the way up to like 99% chance. But then there was 1 week, the week after he went to Greece, he came back and he gave this weird press conference. It did not sound like him. Maybe it was the weight of the extension on him. Then we started to get all nervous, but obviously he stayed. And my goodness, could he have made a better decision? They go and win the championship right away. He's named to the All-75 team and he wins back-to-back MVPs, maybe more. CB's on the north side, 414-799-1250. What's up?
What's going on, man?
What's good?
I don't know if y'all touched on this, but I was trying to figure out what was going on with Juwan Howard. Did y'all touch on that subject yet?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit on and off throughout the day. What do you think went down?
I just kind of out of character for him. I was kind of shocked, but I guess he blew up because the Badgers tapped that behind. So I don't know if they were fan grinning over there, the Badgers side or not, but something got him ticked off.
Well, they called a timeout late that Juwan Howard didn't like, but Michigan was pressing that Greg Gard didn't like. It really, you know, you have these disagreements all the time in sports, and then the sportsmanship come into play and what should they do, what's best. Greg Gard says they just wanted to inbound the ball. He wanted to give his guys a chance to inbound the ball, but then, you know, run it out and the game was going to be over. But Juwan then said, I'll remember this, and then Greg Gard stopped him, and Juwan says, right. Well, he touched me, so I had to defend myself. I feel like that's a little outrageous.
So is he going to get suspended or not? But what you think going to happen to him?
Well, the Michigan AD came out and said that that's inexcusable, unacceptable. So he'll get suspended for how long, I don't know. I don't know that he'll get fired, but he won't be on the sidelines for a while, that's for sure. Maybe until the Big Ten tournament. I think there's 3 or 4 games left for them. I don't know.
Right. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like to help out. You know, if you have a question, I like to answer.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
All right. So there you go. Just had a question. Wanted to call us. I was kind of on a roll there with Giannis, but that's okay.
Well, I got a question for you about Giannis.
Oh, okay. All right.
We don't think about him usually as a European player. I don't know why that is. His nickname is literally the Greek Freak.
Greek.
Is he the greatest European player already? I mean, I think he's on the way to it. We would say Dirk is the greatest European player. Do we think he's going to pass Dirk? I mean, at the rate he's going, I think he's going to. Has he already passed Dirk?
Toby, Giannis is going to finish top 5. I mean, I meant to say top 3.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we take out the finish of his career, if we stopped right now, what is he, 27? We stopped him right now at age 27.
Well, what does Dirk have that Giannis doesn't? More time?
Yeah, longer time. They both have a ring. I mean, that year from Dirk when he helped that Mavs team win against the Heat was incredibly impressive. But I don't know that... Let me look at Dirk's stats, and I don't know if he won an MVP. Giannis has already done that twice. I mean, he was a great player, but I don't know that I see him as 12-time All-NBA, 14-time All-Star, Dirk, but I think those are his accolades. I don't think he has an MVP. I don't think he has... He definitely doesn't have a Defensive Player of the Year. Giannis, I think, is already at that point where you could say he's the greatest European player to ever play the game, and I think a lot of people wanted to crown Luka as soon as he came into the league as the guy that was going to take the torch, obviously, with playing in Dallas and everything, that he was going to be the guy that was going to eventually do it. But I think after winning a championship last year, you got to think that Giannis is already at the top and will just continue to get higher and higher.
Yeah, I mean, I really think when I'm telling my kid after I break his heart about Kobe, I think that I'm going to be telling him that it's Jordan, LeBron, and Giannis. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't see anyone in the league right now that is going to get to this Giannis level. I think Luka could.
Nah. You know the level that Giannis is at right now? He's like...
No, I know. He's an incredible level. I think Luka can get to that kind of... I don't know that he's going to dominate the game how Giannis does, but I think he could get to... He's not LeBron. I hate trying to throw these names out there because then you compare the two, but I think he can get to that tier, maybe right below. But you think Ja is ever getting up to there? I mean, you think LaMelo Ball, any of these next superstars, Trae Young?
I'm at the point now where what can't Giannis do? Giannis isn't going to make 16 threes in an All-Star game, but he can make threes now, and he can make jumpers. And you saw that play the other night where he fell down defensively after he made a block and then rushed down the other way and got the dunk. I mean, well, he does everything.
Meaningless games. He's full-out diving. Full-out diving to save a loose ball.
We will talk a little more Greg Gard and the Badgers and Juwan Howard. I just wanted to play this one more time, the part with Giannis talking about meeting MJ.
You know, arguably the best player to ever play the game. Man, it was crazy. You know, I just went up there to introduce myself to him. I was kind of surprised he knew I was. No, but
that's so great. At what level of celebrity do you just know that everybody knows who you are? I was watching Celebrity Big Brother. I've taped all the episodes. I've only watched like 2, so don't spoil it. But the celebrities aren't like E-list celebrities, and they have to introduce each other. They don't know who anyone is. Because nobody, like Chris Kattan doesn't know the Real Housewives and vice versa. They don't know anybody. But yeah, Michael Jordan knows who Giannis is.
And the other thing with Giannis, someone tweeted and said Tony Parker or Steve Nash, and obviously they're not European, but maybe we just need to change it. International player. Greatest ever, Giannis.
Yeah, I'd go there. 414-799-1250, more in 2 minutes.
77-63. And Juwan Howard not going over immediately to shake hands. Now he's going to get in the line. interesting finish here. 77. Oh, see, and they're going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Howard and Guard are not happy right now as the two of them continue to have words. We told you Juwan Howard was not happy about that timeout. Yo, and Juwan Howard just threw a right hand. And now we got a scrum. We have a scrum in Madison. Players are pushing and shoving. This is an ugly scene. This is an ugly scene.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get separated. And there's no doubt it all stems from the timeout by Greg Gard. Now, that's not an excuse for this. But that is what angered Juwan Howard. And it spilled over into this. And you saw Howard and Greg Gard nose to nose.
I knew he was. I wouldn't be happy either, but there's no excuse for this. Absolutely not.
Zero excuse. Zero. This cannot happen.
Hey, you know what? I'm all for this. I love the NIT chance. NIT. Anything to finally wake up that call center, am I right? Juwan Howard is doing them a favor. You know, if Juwan Howard, because he, like, didn't want to get into the line. If he would have never gotten in the line, this wouldn't have happened. But then we'd be like, Juwan Howard's not in the line. You got to get in the line. The handshake line's one of the most sanctimonious parts of college basketball. And then you had the one Wisconsin guy. Maybe you saw a video of this going around doing the DX cross job.
Break it down.
Yeah. That was good to see. Juwan Howard, the whole thing came because Greg Gard called a timeout because Michigan was impressed. But Juwan Howard says they were not impressed.
Oh, it wasn't impressed. We just five pressure defense. That's what five is for us.
It wasn't press. It was pressure defense.
It was just five for us.
Yeah.
That's our defense.
Chad is in St. Peter, the Holy Land.
Good morning.
What's up, Chad?
Hi, how are you doing? First time caller, long time listener.
Chad, what took you so long? My goodness. Here, we got to go from DX to Foreigner. And as Chuck would say, don't be a foreigner to the show.
So,
soak this in first.
Yeah, so thanks for the doing. So I'm actually going to put a little of this on Guard. And I'm a huge Wisconsin sports fan. I'm a longtime high school coach. I just want to say this. You know, sorry, that's the bell of the school I work for. I'm on my break. After the game, when a coach goes through a line, and like I said, I don't know it all, but I'll tell you this. When the coach goes through a line and he goes in the middle of the front of the line and he's staring straight ahead, he doesn't want to talk to anybody. And when somebody stops him or her, it's usually not going to be good. You know, if Guard would have just let him go through, obviously the heat of the moment, I don't think, the incident would have happened. That's just my take on it.
I think Guard's problem was Juwan said, I'll remember this.
Right.
So then Guard stopped him, and then Juwan's trying to say.
Yeah.
I mean, you could look at this, and a lot of people are. A lot of people are looking at everything that happened from the timeout to the behavior. But then Juwan Howard, tried to punch someone. And at that point, it's like.
And not right at all. He's got to, control his emotions, and I understand it, but. You know, I've been in those shoes at times. You don't want to talk about it. You know what happened. You know why it happened. But, I put a little of it on Guard. And I'll just leave it at that. So thanks for the call.
Well, thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Chad, first time caller. Good to hear from Chad. Why are people thanking me for the call? I'm not calling anybody. They're calling me. Us. Yeah. It feels like the very first time. All right, 414-799-1250. I want to tell you guys real quick about Scrub-A-Dub, Scrub Club. Toby, have you heard about this place?
Tell me more about it, please.
Well, Scrub-A-Dub, Scrub Club is a car wash. And when you go there, you can get a car wash. And if you think, man, I have washed my car a lot this winter. If there's only a way to make it more affordable, I'm here to tell you that there is. It's called the Scrub-A-Dub Scrub Club. And for the low, low price of as low as $13 a month, you can wash your car every single day. Toby, you could go to work and wash your car, and then after work, you could wash your car again. And you could do it every day as much as you want. It's unlimited car washes with the Scrub-A-Dub Scrub Club. Sign up at scrubadub.biz, scrubadub.biz. Shawn Michaels, the My Triple H, Ryan Horvath. You're Kevin Nash. That's who you are. No, you're like X-Pac.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Oh, man. Is Cody Rhodes showing up on Raw tonight? That's the first thing I'm going to ask Horvath.
He probably will.
Shut up. That's the first thing I'll ask Horvath. 414-799-1250.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.